Suppose we have a desire to, say, expand our business. Now, is that desire compatible with bhakti? Should we try to restrain it, especially when it's difficult to restrain? See, broadly, there is, in the Vedic tradition, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So, artha is not just money, it's overall material prosperity. Now, it is not that it is bad. When artha comes from dharma, that is the best. When artha comes at the cost of dharma, that is bad. So, what does that mean? There is some meaning in the Vedic context and some meaning in the bhakti context. In the Vedic context is that if you do yajnas, then if a farmer does proper yajna, then the rains will come, and then he will have a bountiful harvest. And the dharma will lead to artha. In today's context, in today's world, actually, most people pursue artha at the cost of dharma. I mean, they're just so busy in work, in earning money, that they have no time for spiritual life. They have no time for God. So that kind of obsession with earning money, where the money is something which we live with. But for many people, some money becomes something that they live for. So that is a tool for living, becomes the goal for living. And then it becomes, they're not even materially satisfied, they're just insatiably craving. So that kind of dharma which comes at the cost of artha which comes at the cost of dharma is not good. But sometimes artha may emerge from dharma also. That means what? That a devotee practices bhakti and becomes connected with Krishna and wants to share Krishna's glories with others. Now there can be different ways in which you share Krishna's glories. One is we directly focus on Krishna, speak about Krishna, distribute Krishna's books, invite people, do services to invite people to Krishna's message. That's one way. Other way is that we excel in our work. So if you see that way, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he performed the Rajasuya Yajna. Why? Because his goal was that if he is enthroned as the greatest king, then he would glorify Krishna. And now Rajasuya Yajna required a lot of effort to do. But he did all that so that eventually he would glorify Krishna. So we could say that the performance of that yajna was simply a material endeavor. Expanding his kingdom, conquering other kings. It was material. But it was not for a material purpose. It was for a devotional purpose of glorifying Krishna. So, if we work in our material life with that intention of wanting to glorify Krishna, so Prabhupada himself wanted to become a big businessman so that he could give money to his spiritual master's mission. Krishna had some other plan for it. But he saw that also as a valid and valuable way of serving Krishna. So in our case, we have to find a balance where, you know, if we see that I have certain abilities, I have certain talents, I have certain things which I can do, I feel I can do, and through that I can get some position in society, I can make greater contribution to Krishna's cause, I can attract more people to Krishna. So if our intent is devotional, then even the material ambition can be spiritualized. The challenge in this is that when the artha is coming from dharma and when the artha comes at the cost of dharma, that line can be crossed anytime. That's why it's important that we may decide that, okay, I may decide to, I want to excel in my professional life and I may do certain things for that. But we need to decide some ground level commitments in our bhakti. Yeah, this is what I am going to do always. And it's not just in terms of coming for a program, or it's more of being connected with devotees. So we need to have some devotees with whom we are strongly connected. If we have that, then that association will keep us spiritually oriented. Sometimes we feel that, say we have different desires. Some desires, we might just have to give them up. because say they are completely anti-devotional desires. So broadly our desires, there can be pro-devotional desires, non-devotional desires and anti-devotional desires. So if somebody has a desire for say gambling or meat eating, we have to give it up. Then there are, somebody may have some like casual interest, somebody may have some interest in nature, some interest in history, geography, whatever. Now, if it gets too obsessive, then it becomes anti-devotional. But it's just intellectual curiosity. It's really not devotional, but it's not anti-devotional. It's just non-devotional. Some desires can be pro-devotional. So, for example, if somebody has a desire to learn singing, learn music, learn writing, learn particular skills which can be directly used in Krishna's service. That is a pro-devotional desire. So, now the same desire can go from pro-devotional to anti-devotional also. So I may have desire to sing, but if that makes me like an egomaniac, I'm the best singer and nobody knows how to sing, that can lead to problems also. So what we need to do is, we need to have the association that keeps our desires to serve Krishna strong. Sometimes we may embark in material life also with the desire of expanding our service to Krishna. And we may feel that if I get more resources to serve Krishna, I'll serve him better. But we don't just need resources for serving Krishna. You know, we also need the desire to serve Krishna. And sometimes in pursuing the resources to serve Krishna, we get into association which deadens our desire to serve Krishna. And then we get the resources, but then we don't serve Krishna. What happens is that the person says that, no, I'll have a big house in which I can invite many devotees and I can have a big program. But then they get a big house, but they have no time to themselves attend program. What to speak of inviting other people for a program in their house. So if we keep some baseline commitment, this is what I'm going to practice and this much I'm going to associate with devotees. And we have at least one devotee with whom we can share our plan. This is what I'm planning to do. And you know, if I go off track, please tell me. So with that caution, if it's not just an impulse, if it's well thought out, then we may decide also to explore growing in our material life in a way that may help us to enhance our spiritual life, it provides more resources. But the balance has to be carefully kept. And overall, our process is not about rejecting desires. It is about connecting the desires with Krishna. So, generally if you start something new, it requires much more time than what we expect it will require. It may require more time than a normal job, but also it may require more time. You may think it may require, okay, I'm working 10 hours now, I may require 12 hours, but it may need 16 hours also. So, we'll have to find out some way we stay balanced. That means that some phases in our life may require more intense material involvement. But if they're not phases, so they're like constantly, that's the way it is going on, then it may be counterproductive. So I would say that if one has the talent and the zeal to do well materially without getting consumed by it completely. So then that means, you know, I decide this is the amount of time I'll work and whatever I get in that, that's all. I'm not going to cut down on my devotional commitments in a major way. So if we decide it that way, then we will have some check and balance. And then you can, it doesn't have to be like an irrevocable commitment, but it has to be something which we keep monitoring constantly. And then we decide how much we can do. So it's not that we have to reject our material ambitions, but we have to make sure that we don't reject Krishna in the name of pursuing our material ambitions. We won't see Maya doesn't come in our life directly by saying, you know, give up Krishna and do this. For serious devotees, she comes by not telling us to reject Krishna, but by telling us to lower our priority for Krishna. From number one to number two. From number two, we can be number three. So, when we just take Krishna one level, run down the priority, we don't feel you're making a major difference. But like that, from one to, he may go down to 100. And then he may get lost. You just have to be cautious. If you do in a planned way, then it's possible.